Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. It is about to get underway, and we're going to talk about it again. Mike Zitz is here, Dennis Rapkin's here. I've kind of grown up with the Sunshine Baseball League with you two. So it's good to have you here, and you've brought along another board member. We're going to meet George in just a second, but Mike, these are exciting times. The league about to get underway, and we're going to talk a lot this morning about the fact that a lot of people are interested in the Sunshine Baseball League, and you could do even more if financially people get involved with this.
That's right, Ted. I think this is our fifth year of doing this. Doris Buffett built a ballpark up off Bragg Hill Road near Central Park in a neighborhood that's kind of a low-income neighborhood, with the idea being make it easily accessible to the kids who need it most. And the purpose of the league is to allow kids from low-income families to play free. We give them scholarships. We charge a reasonable fee for the families who can afford it. And we do mentoring, and it's been a really great program, and something that's really fulfilling to be involved with. Well, we have 300 kids this year, and we can't handle all the ones who want to play, all the families who want to be involved. If we had more funding, we could easily double that number.
If someone right off the bat, we'll get into this. If someone does want to get involved and in learn more about this and become part of the funding component, what's the best way to do that?
They can go to our website, sunshinebaseball.net, or our Facebook page, which is Sunshine Baseball League, or email us at sunshinebaseballleague@gmail.com, or they can call me at 540-846-5163.
Okay, we'll give that a bunch as we go along this morning. But the needs, boy, Dennis, is those numbers, 300 kids interested or signed up, and the fact that you could even add a couple hundred more, that's exciting.
Well, those numbers, as you said, Ted, speak volumes in and of themselves. But again, among those kids, the league itself, and we'll get into descriptions, but there are. Among those numbers, there are travel players, high-level play, and at the same time, our mission is to outreach into the community and so forth. And in terms of the financial lead, we supply five figures in terms of scholarships, over $10,000. And so the money is going to exactly the target audience that we're looking to develop.
Again, you're going to say something.
I should say, people, whenever you bring up the Buffett name, people say, well, you got a deep well of money there to pull from. Well, Doris Buffett, she's a really good friend of mine. She's 91 now. She's retired from philanthropy. The Sunshine Lady Foundation's winding down. And to begin with, their philosophy's always been that they're not a limousine to your destination. They're a tow truck that pulls people out of the ditch, gets them going, and then they've got to have the community jump in and help, and that's what we're doing right now.
That's a good way to describe it. It's not a limousine. It's to get you going, and then you do it. So, great things. And as we talk about this, as we go along this morning, we're going to hear stories, and you see just what an impact the Sunshine Baseball League has in this community, and that's why. I mean, Dennis, you love baseball and have been involved in a lot of different levels, you've talked just about how you're behind the mission, but also the fact that this is good baseball.
It's very good baseball. And again, what we're looking for are, it starts with teaching, it starts with mentoring, and the sort of coaches that we have, we vet coaches very closely. And it's the sort of thing a lot of coaches just assume that at this level they expect it, youth baseball to look like Major League Baseball. Well, we understand that it's a developmental, it's a process, and that's why we're bringing in people like George Christoforidis, who is a you know, it's appropriate. His name is George, and I know Ted will introduce him right now, but I'll just start by saying, in terms of his name being George, it's, I've known George for 30 years, and it's more like he's a George Bailey sort of character in terms of changing lives. It's a wonderful life. I have seen George change the lives of dozens of kids, and that's what we're trying to do in terms of our coaches and our approach in Sunshine Baseball League.
George, good to have you here this morning. What high praise. You've got a lot to live up to now in the next hour.
Wow. I'm sitting here in awe, but I can only say that Dennis is a fabulous person, and he's done the same in the community, and Mike Zitz has done the same in the community with a lot of young men and growing them, and women. I mean, the bottom line is baseball is just not meant for men. It's meant for women as well.
Yeah.
And I think we miss out. I mean, I had a chance to play semi-pro baseball with Julie Croteau, which kind of broke the ice, I think, back in the day. And that was pretty amazing to see that happen. And Mike was a big founder of getting that done. I think in our area, baseball is huge. You see where, you know, I'll have a reach out for Stafford. They won the state this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big. I all the years I've been here, you know, I don't remember too many teams winning the state. Maybe Spotsy won it once or something. But it's great to see our community do that well in the state championships at the high school level.
You're involved in with the Sunshine Baseball League as a coach. What got you involved in this?
Oh, I've been a baseball player fan. I was born a baseball player, and I think you know, I've been coaching tennis in the last few years and coached a little football. I've been around at all sports, but baseball is my passion. And there's nothing like you know, getting out there with the smell of the grass and just you know, you just can't describe it. But Mike gave me a call this year and said, "Hey, we need some coaches." And I said, "You know, I think I can squeeze it in." And I've gone out to practice the first time, and I just love it. I mean, the kids are fabulous, and they work hard. You know, we're going into a lot of technique, and I like to talk about the basic fundamentals, and that's what we try to teach and enforce in this league to get these kids up to par.
Well, and that's Mike and Dennis, over the years, as we've talked about this, always make the point just about fundamentals, giving people a chance, and the fact that this is a good league. It's not as though we're just going to go out and have fun. There's some good baseball taught and played.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from top to bottom with the kids that I had out there the other day, I saw some really, you know, just solid baseball players. And I had some beginning level players, which they were all working together and picking each other up. Because, you know, as a baseball coach, I'm kind of old school with a new school thought. You know, I'm going to push you and get the best out of you. But at the same time, you know, I'm going to pat you on the back and we're going to have a lot of fun. And I think if the kids of today, you know, just want to learn and get out there and have a blast with it, they'll get it. Sending text messages to all the families as well and getting those guys to do stuff on their own. You know, like we went out in the backyard and played baseball every day. We had our bat. In fact, I used to be known for breaking windows, and my dad had a couple of restaurants. Every time I broke a window, I was washing dishes for every window I broke, or peeling potatoes. So I washed quite a few dishes. But today's kids need to do the same. Play, come to practice, do that, but then go out on their own and throw and play around in the backyard as fan. That's how you become a great baseball player, by just doing it on your own.
I'm not sure if we're coming up on the break, but we should talk about, you know, it's kind of sad how things have evolved today with kids that they don't go out and play. We used to play, go out in the morning and play until it got dark. We'd have 15 at bats and pickup games on sandlots. That doesn't happen anymore, and there are legitimate reasons for that, but that's something we're addressing here too. We're getting the kids out, getting them exercise, getting them around other kids they don't know, socialization, building up their self-esteem. It's all good.
Again, if someone wants information about getting involved at this point, just on the financial side of this, and if you want more information, either contact you or contact the league.
I'm the president of the league, but they can call me at 540-846-5163. Go to sunshinebaseball.net. Go to Sunshine Baseball League on Facebook, or email us at sunshinebaseballleague@gmail.com.
Mike Zitz is here this morning on the show. Dennis Rapkins is here, and George Christoforatis is here this morning. Sunshine Baseball League, our focus. We will continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. The season about to get set. Mike, Mike Zitz is here, the president of Sunshine Baseball League. We're into July now, and the season is here pretty much.
That's right, Ted. Our 18 and under division and our 10 and under division start this coming Monday, a week from today, the 10th, and our 13 under division starts on the 15th. And the younger kids play at Sunshine Ballpark, which is beautiful. I mean, people should, even if they don't like baseball, they should come out and check it out because it makes you feel good just to walk in that place.
There are two things. I always say when you go to a baseball, it's especially the first time, but anytime when you walk into any baseball stadium and you get in there and you see the grass, I mean, there is nothing like it. I remember the first time when I was a kid and went to Tiger Stadium, and you're in Detroit and you walk in and you see a ballpark, but you get the same feeling when you go over to Sunshine Baseball, just because those fields are immaculate, and you've got the artificial turf, and you've got the special needs field, and it is really a special place.
Well, some people cringe when they hear the words artificial turf, but it's really good turf. It's good for the kids' knees and ankles, and it plays really well. It doesn't have big.
Yeah,
silly hops or anything like that.
And you can play when the weather's bad too.
Last year that was critical with all the rain we got. We could have a big rainstorm and play 10 minutes later.
But no, I remember the first time when it was the unveiling, and I had not been out there and went out there and just thought, wow, this is some kind of facility for this region to have.
And again, we need to thank Doris Buffett for that. She put up $1 million matching grant to build that facility. Other people like Bill Lynch came in the community and helped out, and the Ripken Foundation mm-hmm. helped out too. And we're trying to help the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation, which is separate from us, raise money for a third field there. We need $1.5 million. The third field would be full-size 90-foot bases. So as kids age out of this program, they can continue to play and play there in their neighborhood.
The fees, I know the fees to play in the Sunshine Baseball League, you've made it so anybody can participate.
The families with financial need, we give them scholarships. The ones who can afford to play, we charge a pretty low fee. Actually, it's in line with what other similar leagues play, but we give them more. They're beautiful fields. There are PA announcing. We've had Ben on the show before, who does announcing for us, and it's almost like ready to rumble kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
It gives the kids nicknames, and you can see them stand up straighter when they're being introduced as they come up to bat. We use electronic scoreboards. We have hot dogs. We try to make it a real baseball experience, like you would get at a Squirrels game or some other pro game.
And I think the whole idea is that it's a baseball experience, as Mike said, but it's also, in terms of adapting with the times, all of these other things. Baseball has traditionally been a very conservative sort of game where mm-hmm. you don't celebrate, or you at a high level, in the pro level, for example, if you celebrate, you might have the next pitch in your ear. Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of what we're trying to do is just trying to make the kids realize that baseball is still a way to express yourself. Now, Bryce Harper, it's difficult to use that name around here this year, but as he said before, making baseball fun again, and that's really what we're trying to do.
Yeah, no, when Ben was here, and you could just see to get in. I don't know if he's still a student, but he was a student at the time when you brought him in. I mean, that really was a big deal for him to be able to do that. And you, whether it's you give somebody like him the opportunity, just those kids, though, I can't imagine going up and having your name, hearing your name mentioned, what that has to do to a player.
It's the kids like Ben. The Todd Academy at Germana, this is where Mike is involved in he gets these kids out there like Ben to do the scorekeeping and the announcing, and they're having as much fun as the players, and they're getting paid for it too at the same time.
Part of the concept is that we hire Germana Community College students. We also have some from UMW, but we hire them. They're out there doing the announcing, keeping score, run the scoreboard, and they talk to these kids, and the kids can relate to them. They look like them. They're not that much older than they are. And I talk to these kids, and I say, well, yeah, I started out at Germana with the Todd Academy program, and now I'm transferring to West Point. Now I'm transferring to Princeton. So it makes it seem real, that the potential, the opportunity to go to college for these kids. And some of them might not have thought that's something they could do before, but they're seeing somebody who looks like them, who's close to their age, who's doing great things in education.
George Christoforatis is also here this morning. George, you're a busy person. I mean, you teach. You're the JM tennis coach and do tennis on the side also. But you obviously have seen something here that that you wanted to latch onto and get involved with.
Oh, it's amazing! Just going out to the baseball field at Sunshine Park, it was like the movie Field of Dreams. When I walked out there, I was like, man, give me the glove. I got to go out and field some ground balls here, because I don't think I would have ever made an error on that infield. But those fields are immaculate. And just being a part of it, just, you know, the feel that you get at the I mean, for me, when I walked out, I went over to get the equipment the other day. I walked out on a field, and, man, I just got chills. So it brought back so many fond memories of just, you know, getting up every day, going out, taking ground balls, fly balls, hitting, running, playing with the guys, and meeting, going home. My mom used to just put Kool-Aid like on the back porch, and we would come back home, grab Kool-Aid, whatever drink, boom, go right back to the ballpark and play all day. And that's the feeling I got. I love it. I mean, for me, baseball is today's game. It's the pastime. It's the national pastime. Look, we just played in London. I mean, it's expanding everywhere, so baseball is the key, I think. For me, people learn so much. You learn how to compete. You learn how to grow friendships like we have right here with Mike and Dennis and you. I mean, people that you meet along the way, you know, become people that are involved in your life forever. So that's what baseball brings to you.
We're associated with Major League Baseball through the RBI program, Reviving Baseball Inner Cities. Part of the goal there is the same as our goal, is to get kids involved who might not otherwise have a chance to play, and help them out, help like build character. It's a cliche, but help them grow up to be productive citizens and take care of their families. We're talking about kids not playing as much today, or not being out there inside playing video games. There are reasons for that. At Germana, I work with Patty Lisk. She's a dean of nursing, and her two daughters, some people who lived here for a while, remember, were abducted and murdered. And they were young, pretty young girls. And that was one of the events that kind of started this trend where people were afraid to let their kids out of their sight.
Yeah.
So you don't see, that's part of the reason why you don't see kids out playing on a sand lot all day long anymore. That's part of the reason why they do end up hunched over computers. So we provide a safe, very positive and fun environment for those kids.
Well, and the other thing, you said, well, this is year five for the Sunshine Baseball League. You think at just what you've provided, and with baseball coming to Fredericksburg next year, you have helped grow the base of baseball interest, I think, in this community over the years of kids that may not have had much interest and now really will.
We think we're going to end up feeding off each other. We're going to be working with the new minor league team. We're going to have their players come out and talk to our kids. We're asking them for help with the field that the older kids play on, in terms of like rebuilding the mound and groundskeeping there, and like some tips from them. And that's one of our goals too, is Doris went to Germana in 1942, and so did I, and so did George, and George and Dennis both coached there. And we want to help out the baseball program at JM. We want to support them. Part of what we're doing with the money we raise is fix up their field, and we play on it, but it also benefits the JM kids as well.
Yeah, it takes a community to help build that that field back up. I mean, it's not just a maintenance crew because they're so spread so thin, but I think that, like Mike was out there the other day, you know, killing grass in the infield, and we can all work together to make that field a better place. I think our community, if this is community driven, it makes life much easier, and those fields can be much more, you know, much more playable.
We're talking about crabgrass on the skin of the infield. Hopefully, it didn't kill the good grass, just the bad grass, but. But yeah, we donated money for clay bricks to build a mound. Germana donated money for an ad on the scoreboard there, a fairly substantial amount of money. So we're doing everything we can to try to help out JM the same. And these kids we got in the pipeline, we're helping to develop players for JM too. And that's just, not just city kids. We have kids from Stafford and Spotsylvania and King George and Caroline. But a lot of those places have more of a tradition in terms of baseball than JM does. So we're trying. Tony Wishard, Paul Horn, DeCorey Carter, they're great people, the coaches at JM, and they're doing a great job, but they need help, and we're trying to give them all we can.
Well, that's just a lot of good things about this program, what it does to the kids, but also, like you say, of how you're involved in the community and how you're helping just something we may not think about or even know that there's a need to help out and you know, fix the field up at JM, and that's being done. So
yeah, that's a huge plus for us. I think I coached baseball with Coach Survey years ago, and we won like 6 years in a row. We went to the playoffs, and part of that was, you know, we took care of the field. We played year-round baseball. We played during the summer. We played during the fall, and it made a big difference. We went to hitting camps. I worked with the Doyle brothers. I worked with Hampton Sydney Southern Sports Camps. Even did some stuff with Cal Ripken. So those kids were all involved in those camps that we had along the way as well. So we build the fields, they'll come. We continue doing what we're doing in baseball now with the Sunshine Park and Sunshine Fields. I mean, all that's going to grow baseball in our community, and James Monroe baseball will come back again. Back in the day, it was great because you played, Mike. You were on all those winning teams.
During the Civil War, yeah.
Yeah, well, you and your brother were well-known in the area, along with Hoggy Garnett and Dennis. What was Dennis's last name?
Dennis Dodson, George Dodson, T.T. Johnson.
All those guys.
Gene Cunningham, who sadly passed away not long ago.
Thorny Chilton.
Yeah, Thorny. Yeah. Gene was drafted by the Orioles in the eighth round. He was a 6'6". 250-pound first baseman, he hit the ball. And he's 15, and he hit the ball 450 feet. Incredible. Baseball, sadly, has become, I think, like tennis in the 1950s. It's becoming something that's almost all white, upper middle class. And that's not good for the kids, not good for our society. We're trying to bring everybody together and give everybody a chance.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The Sunshine Baseball League, our focus. We will continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. It is about to get started again, and we're going to give you information again on how you can find out more information. About 300 kids involved. There's even the possibility they could have more, but as far as funding goes, more funding is needed. We'll talk about that too. Mike Zitzin, Dennis Rapkins here, and a coach with the league, George Christoforatis, is here. George, you also are involved with the Paragon 5 Tennis Academy. We've talked about, you're the JM tennis coach, but you also in town are involved with tennis.
Yes, sir. I own Paragon Five Star Tennis Academy, and then I do a lot of things in the Fredericksburg community with tennis and help a lot of kids that also can't afford, you know, just like the Sunshine League. So we have scholarships for them as well. And then I'm a national faculty coach. I travel around the U.S. I've actually been invited to Fed Cup, Davis Cup with the USA teams and work behind the scenes with them. So it all kind of started with Dennis. Dennis kind of gave me a call and said, hey, JM needs a tennis coach. And I hadn't coached in a few years. In fact, I had just given up baseball about 7 years before Dennis gave me a call. And I said, let me check into that. And so next thing you know, I'm coaching coaching tennis over there for the last 13 years. Hmm. And we've had a pretty successful run. And you know, it's been a lot of fun. It's also branched out that I've got a lot of national opportunities with the USTA, which USTA also has a lot of grants and stuff to help out kids, which is amazing because you see that happen in these kids that can't afford to play tennis because the equipment is so expensive. Just like in baseball, they finally get an opportunity and then boom, they're going off to play college tennis and they earn a degree and some of them get scholarships. We've had a few kids, and I can name Jahan Washington as one that was very successful, you know, that did that. And we've had other kids in baseball that have done very well, like George Coghill, Antonio Coghill, you know, Johnson Brothers. I mean, we had so many kids that just came out of baseball, JM, and went on and played some baseball in college as well. People recognize George for football.
Right.
But George was one of the best baseball players ever come out of this area. He played for Wake Forest and had opportunities to play pro ball and had a lot of pro. I mean, I had a lot of people come to me that were pro scouts looking at George Coghill back when he played for me with the Babe Ruth program back in the day. So I think it's just having the opportunity to get a chance to play. I think that's huge.
If someone's, if anybody wants information and wants to find out more about Paragon 5 Tennis Academy, what's the best way to do that?
They could also give me a call at 540-207-2049. I have a website, Paragon 5-Star Tennis Academy website. I also have a Facebook page of Paragon 5-Star Tennis Academy as well. So I appreciate that.
We're talking about giving people a chance, and that's what we're all about. I mean, Dennis pointed out earlier, Sunshine Baseball League has some elite players, some players who are really terrific players and play travel ball. It doesn't necessarily mean you're good at play travel ball, but we've got some elite players. And those kids help out the ones who aren't experienced, and they help them learn. They support them. I had a kid, I coached an 8 to 10 team 2 years ago. I had a kid with autism on the team. First inning of the first game, I walked in the dugout and he was curled up on the floor in the fetal position. And I said, what's wrong? He says, I can't hit the ball. I can't hit the ball. And I thought to myself, I don't care if we win a game all season, this kid is going to get a hit. And we worked with him and we worked with him. And his dad brought him out before, early, late. The kid ended up becoming like our middle of the order hitter. We won the championship. He got two hits in the championship game. We won the championship. It's like, it sounds like you're some kind of cheesy after school made for TV movie, but things like that happen. Like over the weekend, I was introduced to two kids. One was 13, one's 11. And their dad died recently of a heroin overdose. Their mom's in jail. They're living with their grandparents. These are good kids, really good kids, and they love baseball, and they really want to play badly. We help kids like that play. We integrate them into it's a combination of kids that goes from kids who live on Washington Avenue in big houses to ones who are barely above being out on the street, and the kids become friends, and they learn baseball, and they encourage each other and support each other. It's really a wonderful thing.
Well, this is what Mike is saying there, that you know, other baseball leagues, which you know do a fine job, they're basically in the situation where the players and the families come to them. We're happy to have people come to us, but we're reaching out to people. And it's something that's – it's a dynamic that's different. And, again, it's a difficult balance to achieve in terms of high-level competitiveness, but at the same time mentoring and teaching and having the patience to do what we're setting out to do.
And I agree. I think that for me, like the other day, when I just got this opportunity to coach, I went out to go shopping and buy some balls and buy some batting gloves and buy some. And I was like appalled at the cost. I'm like, wow, okay, this is tennis related because tennis equipment costs that much.
Yeah.
So baseball gloves are like $200-$300 and bats are like $400-$500. And so it the cost takes those kids out of it. But what the Sunshine League is they're giving that equipment to the kids so they can play baseball. To me, that's amazing. So there's an let's just say that door is wide open for anybody to walk in and play baseball in the Sunshine League because forget the cost. Because they're going to pick up the equipment cost, and that's amazing.
That's a really good point. We supply gloves to the kids who need them. We don't embarrass them. We do it quietly. We give them baseballs to take home. We give them bats, their own bats to take home, so they can play with their siblings. Billy Libby of Chili's here locally donated about 50 gloves about a month ago. Really, a really wonderful thing that he did. But we also, we're trying to raise money, and part of that money goes to do that because they can't just play when they're out there a couple hours for practice and games. They got to play at home too to become good players.
Right.
Boy, the other thing that occurs to me is you guys, I'll talk about this, is in you'll just never know. You get somebody that's involved in baseball or even tennis in your case too, George. Mm-hmm. They have a sport to do, and when the day comes, or you know, but by being involved, they maybe have less free time, and you know, who knows sometimes what kids and young adults get into when they've got free time. You know, you've given them a sport, you've given them something to do, and you know, not just hang around street corners or things like that.
That's exactly right, Ted. You know, teaching baseball again, a lot of underserved kids have not been exposed to baseball. And the unique part of baseball is that when you're batting, when you're preparing to hit the pitch, for example, baseball is zen-like. It's intuitive. It's not rational. You don't want to be thinking. You have to be zen-like. On the other hand, when you're in the field, you have to be thinking ahead. It's a tremendous balance between the two. For example, very basic baseball, nobody on. And a batter at the plate hits a ground ball, the third baseman. Everybody has an assignment to that. The third baseman fields the ball, throws the first baseman. First baseman catches the ball on first base. Second baseman goes to second base to cover the base. Shortstop backs up the third baseman who fielded the ball. The catcher runs down to first base to back up the throw to first base. The pitcher goes to third base to back up in case there's a play there. The left fielder backs up the shortstop and the third baseman. The center fielder, in case there's a play at second, goes to second base. The right fielder runs behind first base to back up the throw to first base. If you're not moving, you're not actually playing the game the right way.
Wow.
Man, I love you, Dennis.
I was just going to say, put me in,
okay,
coach.
Let's go to another situation. No, I'm just joking.
No, but I was thinking this. I wasn't thinking quite like you were thinking, but I was also thinking, because I was a second baseman in my short and very not illustrious career, but you always had to be thinking. There's a man at first, there's a guy at second. If it gets hit, you know, depending which side it gets hit to, who you throw to, and all of that.
Every play, there's something. You're in right field, and there's a runner on first base. Single hit to you, you don't throw to second base. You throw to third base. If you throw to second base, the runner's going to go to third. You throw ahead. There's always thinking involved, and that's the idea of exposing baseball to kids who haven't had those opportunities.
Whew. George and
it's
I
intense,
think we're both,
man.
Is it? Yeah.
It's intense. I'm loving it. And you find out who your leaders are too. You know, this is a way to find your leadership because you hope your catcher can step up and, you know, give out the situation in advance. But also you like to have the middle fielders, your shortstop and center fielder to be leaders, you know. But bottom line is, you know, it could be a second base and first base and third. It could be anybody on the field could be a leader in that situation. But knowing the situations and knowing where to cover is just huge. Think about all the time that's spent on situations and just basic baseball knowledge. I mean, the understanding of the game in advance is so key on defense. And then on offense, you're not just sitting in the dugout just hanging out, right? I mean, Mike, we didn't sit in the dugout when we all played. We watched to see if a pitcher would tip what he was going to throw with the angle of his glove or his movement of his hand or any kind of thing. Sometimes people will grunt or do something different with their eye. They'll do anything different to show the pitch.
You know, the biggest award I had as a coach was not the most valuable player award, that sort of award. It was the best backer-upper award. And that meant the idea, again, if you're in left field and the ball is hit to left field, you're the left fielder. Otherwise, you go where the action is.
Mm-hmm. Mike, there are we talk about, you know, people getting involved. I know you have sponsors that are involved right now. You're always looking for more, I know. But as far as do you want to mention some of the businesses and people that have gotten involved as far as sponsorship?
Sure.
This year with the Sunshine Baseball League.
Yeah, there are a lot of sponsorship opportunities. $500 to sponsor a team, $100 to sponsor a player. We have other people who give $1,000 or $2,000. But Pohanka, Buster Nelson, State Farm Insurance, Accent Group and Family Services, Northern Roots Consulting, Dr. Atreed, Stafford Dentist, Bagby for Logie, Good Pasture, Civil Engineering and Land Surveyors, King George Little League, Hunting Run Investment, the Kappas Fraternity, Baker's Baseball, and Germana.
And always room for more.
Can I add to that? As of right now, I'm going to donate $500, and I guess that's a banner program, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to donate $500 from Paragon Five Star Tennis Academy, and you know, I just want to make sure that everyone that's listening and can pass this on to others, I'm going to challenge you as well, because I'm that kind of person, Dennis. You know me.
George,
we go
absolutely
at it, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to challenge people to step up, and let's all give. I'm going to give $500 when we walk out. I'll cut you a check right away. $500 to the banner program for a team, and let's everyone else step up and do the same.
Thanks, George. I think we do a lot to acknowledge and give credit to the people who do sponsor teams and do more. We do banners. We do PA every game before the game. We thank the sponsors on the PA system. We have a Facebook page that gets a lot of traffic. We're doing videos on there with kids thanking the sponsors on videos. Mm-hmm. We're adding the paper, and thanks to you, Ted, for mentioning them here on the radio too as well.
Good stuff, and you just hope that other people had the same feeling that George did when in hearing about this, and it's just decided I want to get involved in this, because that's what it takes. And the more people that do this, Mike, the more kids then you're able to funnel into the program.
Exactly. And I think if people who are thinking about helping us out come out to Sunshine Ballpark for 5 minutes on a Saturday morning, they'll be swept away. It's really powerful.
And the season starts on July the 10th, and we'll get into talk about the season again before we wrap it up here, and also how to get involved and how to get information. I think I want Dennis, you have to come now every show we do, because every show now I think I want to give you a scenario and then have you discuss where, you know, who needs to be where. That was fantastic.
Again, it's the part of coaching that is just kids aren't exposed to, that they think baseball is a game of just nothing but, you know, there's no action. Well, actually, if the game is taught properly, and if the game is played properly, it's the reason why Mike, George, and I, and you, Ted, also, why it means so much to us.
It means a lot more right now to George. He's wearing a Yankees shirt, and he's in first place. The others of us, as Tigers and Giants fans, were in last place. George is a little happier today and has a bigger smile than the rest of us.
I have to say I am pretty happy with the sweep in the Red Sox. Anytime we can do that, that makes me pretty happy. But I have to say my grandson, Braden, also plays. He just joined the Sunshine League as well, and he's playing in the younger kids. He's an 8-year-old. And he's a phenomenal player. Like yesterday, we had we had all our family over, and we were all in the backyard, and we had all the men are out there playing the outfield, and we're throwing baseballs, and Braden's hitting away, or actually tennis balls, but he's got his bat and he's hitting away, and we just had a great time.
Yeah.
So it brings everybody. Baseball brings everybody together.
It's bringing generations together, and that's what, you know, baseball was, and it's understandable now. There's so many other things, whether it's non-sports related, dance, arts, music. There's just so many other things out there now. But all we're asking for the sake of the kids, especially these underserved kids that we're trying to raise money to get them out there, is just give them the opportunity to get this experience.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Sunshine Baseball League, our focus. SunshineBaseballLeague@gmail.com if you want to email and get some information. On Facebook, it's Sunshine Baseball League. and sunshinebaseball.net is the other address. We'll go through those again, give you a couple of phone numbers. When we come back, we'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Just a couple minutes left. A great talk this morning and really great opportunities with the Sunshine Baseball League. And Mike, I'll let you go through all the a lot of different ways to get in touch and to find out more about the Sunshine Baseball League. And again, you're really looking for people to get involved and for businesses to get involved and to make this thing solid and grow. It's going to take all of us.
Absolutely, Ted. I mean, to me, part of this has to do with Doris Buffett and everything she's done for our community. She's 91 now. My family and I went to visit her in Boston. She's living up there about a week ago. She's 91. She's having some of the same problems people that age have in terms of remembering things. She's retired from philanthropy. The Sunshine Lady Foundation is winding down. They're not giving us money anymore. But we need the community to step up and keep what she started going. So there's so much she did here. But the idea always has been that she would get the ball rolling and then the community would jump in mm-hmm. and keep it going. But people are interested in the league in general or want to sponsor, can go to sunshinebaseball.net, the Sunshine Baseball League Facebook page, email us at sunshinebaseballleague@gmail.com, or they can call me if they want at 540-846-5163.
Boy, this is, again, there are a lot of great opportunities, a lot of needs here. And it's the three of you are so passionate about baseball, but in George, with you as a coach, I know there are other coaches just like you in this league. And this is something that we want to see grow and get stronger because it makes us as a community better and stronger.
Oh, absolutely. It brings our community together. You know, I sent out texts to all the family members of our practice the other night and asked for a few people to, you know, step up. Shoot, every single parent was oh, they're going to bring this, they're going to bring that to games. And the guys, some of the dads were out there on the field doing station work for me. You know, I mean, we all – I never even met these gentlemen before. And now we're all communicating and we're building a friendship that can last forever. And that's what baseball can do. I mean, playing against guys and competing against guys and going at it, throwing under their chin or having them charge the mound and being a part of all that. And then after that, years later, we sit back at it, we meet each other and we laugh and we giggle about all the times we had on the field. You know, the Fredericksburg Giants were huge when I grew up. You know, I finished pitching at James Monroe High School, and then I played for the Fredericksburg Giants with a lot of great players that played college, pro, whatever, and played against them. And it was just it was such a wonderful thing. But then seeing the young kids from the Little League and Babe Ruth and all that come out and play and see the Giants play, I mean, it's huge. I'm excited, too, with the addition of the minor league team coming in here. That's going to be big. We just need to keep it going, man. Keep this wheel. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Our Sunshine Baseball League, which is separate from the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation, which basically keeps the ballpark going, does maintenance, make sure everything's okay there. We're trying to help the Sunshine Baseball League. Is trying to help the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation raise money for a full-size third field with artificial turf. Where this is kids age out of our program, we can extend it and have them keep playing when they're 18, 19, 20. We need to raise $1.5 million to do that. It's a lot harder now to do that than it was when Doris Buffett was still around and helping us out, but we're going to get it done.
SunshineBaseball.net is where you can go to find out information. SunshineBaseball.net or SunshineBaseballLeague@gmail.com. Or on Facebook, Sunshine Baseball League is on Facebook. Mike Zitz, Dennis Rapkins, and George Christopher Otis, thank you so much for all being here and for what you do in the community. And we'll get together about a month from now, and I'm going to have more baseball scenarios for you, Dennis, because I'm learning from you. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.